Tasman Little is my first guest tonight, and a great pleasure it is to have you with us. Just looking back at that, which seems a long time ago since you recorded that, I know it's not that long, it still has this extraordinary, compulsive, mesmeric quality, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yes. It always reminds me of sort of droplets on a calm lake or something, that beautiful ostinato in the piano part. And I think that a lot of people love now to listen to music that will calm them down. And music has always been a source of spirituality for many people. And I think Arvo Pärt is one of the composers who really manages to embody that.
Well, we hear you play Delius next, and Delius, I know, is someone who is very, very close to your heart. I think you've been playing Delius since you were seven, weren't you?
Yes, actually, he was one of the first composers that I ever learnt to play a piece of music from. I played the Serenade from Hassan when I was, oh, I'd only been learning about 6 months or something. I'm sure it was excruciating, but anyway, I was so desperate to play some Delius. And, of course, now I play pretty much everything that he wrote for violin, and I'm going to have plenty of opportunity to do so later this year, because I'm absolutely thrilled that I'm director of a week-long festival which is going to take place in Bradford on the first week of July. So hope everybody can get their diaries out at this point and blank off at least a few days to come up and join us in Bradford, because it's going to be very exciting. I'm also particularly thrilled that Radio 3 is going to be broadcasting every single one of the classical evening events, and so that's absolutely marvellous. But that's not an excuse for people not to come.
No,
either.
You need the live audience, definitely.
Yes.
Well, of course, Delius, christened Fritz rather than Frederick, was born in Bradford, and you've got a Bradford connection, haven't you?
I've got lots of Bradford connections now. The original Bradford connection was the fact that my father was born in Bradford, within a mile of Delius's own birthplace. But it was in Bradford where I gave my very first professional concerts, and I've been on Yorkshire television a great deal, on various news programmes. I had a documentary made about me and my father, the actor George Little. And then, in fact, I've received an honorary degree from the University of Bradford, and I have, in fact, my own building on the university campus.
Goodness.
Which is the music building called the Tasman Little Music Centre.
Hi, very grand. Local lass, very definitely made good. And you've done, of course, film work and documentary on Delius. We'll hear, it's the scherzo from the Sonata number 3. He really hummed this, I think. He was very ill towards the end of his life, as we know. He hummed this to Eric Fenby, who took it down. And you, in fact, worked with Eric Fenby when you were a teenager, didn't you?
I did. This sonata has a very special memory for me, when I went to a rehearsal studio in the centre of London to meet up with Eric Fenby, who took me through the third sonata, literally bar by bar, and told him what Delius had said at the time, and obviously made markings in my score, which I still have. So, I mean, it really felt like such a direct connection to the great man himself. And then, to cap it all, Eric absolutely refused to let me pay for the rehearsal studio and said, no, no, this is on me. I'm just so glad that you're so involved in his music.
Thank you.
second movement of the Sonata for Violin and Piano number 3 by Delius, Tasman Little and Piers Lane. Well, Piers Lane was playing for us the other night. Great pleasure to have Tasman Little with us tonight. And in a way, that is the definitive account of that sonata, or certainly one of them, because Eric Fenby, you worked with, and after all, Delius literally handed the notes to him and sang them to him.
Absolutely.
So you've got this huge connection. Is it Delius all the way, by the way, in July in Bradford when you have the great festival?
No, I think that would be too much for all of us to have a week of uninterrupted Delius. No, it's really Delius and contemporaries. Yeah. So everything that was written within that period of 1862-1934, so we've got Ravel, Grieg, Elgar, you know, we've got a fantastic varied programme.
BBC Philharmonic will be there, and of course you were with them the other night as part of our Shostakovich and His Heroes series, which we have again tonight. You were playing the Britten Violin Concerto, which leads me on, of course, to the other Britten connection, which
yes.
is the Britten Sinfonia.
That was a lovely segue.
Rather complex. Britten Sinfonia you are playing with this week, and also conducting from the violin or separately?
From the violin. The work that I'm primarily conducting is the wonderful Mozart Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola. And my viola partner is Martin Outram, and he's lovely. We've enjoyed working at it very much indeed. And of course, it is the great concerto that Mozart wrote for violin. I mean, he wrote 5 other violin concertos for violin solo. They're lovely, beautiful, beautiful works, but they're earlier, and the Sinfonia Concertante has a maturity about it that is not quite present in those earlier violin concertos. So I just adore this Sinfonia Concertante. It's a hugely rewarding piece to play.
You're doing Bach as well, and Shostakovich on the Bill of Fare, does that mean you will leave down your violin and conduct separately or not?
No, I'm taking part in the octet. I shall lead the octet, the Prelude and Scherzo, which opens the concert, and it's a pretty fiery little number. So yes, that'll be great fun. I'm looking forward to that as well. It's quite brutal, actually, particularly the scherzo, because Shostakovich didn't write nice, happy, fun, or even quite languid scherzos, such as the one that we've just listened to. He wrote absolutely demonic scherzos. So it'll be a good evening.
What about conducting then? Can you see yourself moving to more of that?
Not conducting away from the violin particularly. I've never considered myself to be a conductor, but I really do enjoy the opportunity to direct a piece from beginning to end. And for instance, with the Britten Sinfonia, I did a series of concerts a couple of years ago where I directed the Beethoven Violin Concerto, and that was great. And ironically, I actually felt less nervous with that very difficult opening, which of course is everybody worries about. All violinists worry about that yum, 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 because, you know, there's sort of 5 minutes of tutti and then that beautiful moment. And because I was so much a part of the performance up until that point, it felt the most natural thing in the world then to just pick up my violin and give that lovely opening arpeggiated set of chords. So yes, I enjoy it. I'm intending to do more of it, and apparently people are enjoying the fact that I do it. So that's great. I'm not yet ready to take that a step further and down tools, as it were, and pick up a baton. But who knows? You never say never, I suppose.
No, never say never. Well, we finished with music by Karlovich. This is part of the great sort of romantic concertos series with BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and Martin Brabbins. Karlovich, we don't hear a great deal of, but then, poor man, he only, I think, lived to the age of 32 and died in an avalanche.
I know. He had a penchant for high places and skiing and things like that. So, yes, he came to a very sticky end.
Lucky he left us some nice music.
Absolutely.
Tasman, great pleasure to see you. Thank you very much indeed for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.